From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim and Gaudette. It's Idaho Matters. It's something many current and former wildland firefighters ask themselves. What does all this smoke, dust, and ash I've been breathing for months on end mean for my health? A new national registry for all firefighters could eventually shed a great deal more light on that largely unanswered question. From the Mountain West News Bureau, Murphy Woodhouse has this report.
In 2019, Kat Navarro worked a season with the Redmond Hotshots, a Forest Service crew based on the east side of the Oregon Cascades. Late that summer, they were on a fire in the Malheur National Forest. In videos Navarro shared, thick smoke fills the dense woods. She was doing the same tough work as everybody else, and that long summer also served as an intense crash course on the complex reality of wildland working conditions. Those on the line were often preoccupied with many real, immediate dangers.
And so it's really hard to think about how do we mitigate exposures for things that may not harm us immediately.
Navarro has an environmental health PhD, and she's especially interested in the long-term impacts of heavy exposure to smoke. She now coordinates the Interior Department's new Wildland Firefighter Health and Well-Being Program.
As far as what we know about the long-term health effects, there's really only two studies out there that have looked at that.
One from 2016 found a link to higher risk of arrhythmia and hypertension, as well as needing knee surgery.
Which makes sense when you're carrying a very heavy pack down steep hills.
Navarro was the lead author on a 2019 study that found significant jumps in the risk of cardiovascular disease and lung cancer. She says a big part of the dearth of research is due to how hard it is to conduct. The study subjects are an itinerant, largely seasonal workforce doing back-to-back 16-hour days in often hostile, remote locations that aren't kind to lab equipment. Despite that, Navarro sees burgeoning interest all around her.
There's a lot of support, both internally and externally, and it's really, it's exciting.
Part of that is the new National Firefighter Registry, whose online portal went live in April. I called Kenny Fent with the CDC's National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health to learn more.
I'm a research industrial hygienist by training, and I'm the team lead for the National Firefighter Registry for Cancer.
A 2018 bill mandated its creation, and Fent says the registry seeks to improve understanding of the association between all types of firefighting and cancer and help reduce those risks. Once a current or former firefighter voluntarily registers, it's then possible to link any future cancer diagnosis for analysis. Researchers have found higher rates of several cancers among firefighters. The World Health Organization even classified the work as carcinogenic last year. While Fent praised the scholarship that's been done, he was frank about some shortcomings.
Most of the studies that have been done have included primarily white male firefighters from large municipal departments who were employed decades ago.
He says that limits understandings of risks among women, people of color, volunteer firefighters, and wildland firefighters.
We probably know the least about wildland firefighters and their long-term, you know, health outcomes. Because of that, it's especially important that we get wildland firefighters to enroll in the NFR.
The registry has a goal of enrolling 200,000 people over the next several years and some 10 to 15,000 with wildland experience. As of late May, some 5,000 had registered, 16% of whom had worked wildfires. One of them is Pete Dutchick with the advocacy group Grassroots Wildland Firefighters.
I do go by Dutch as well.
He does workforce development now, but has spent most of his 20-year career on the fire line, hundreds of shifts sucking down smoke and dust. He had firefighters under him whose safety he was responsible for. And then the birth of a daughter brought his health concerns into further relief.
Really, what was the turning point for me was losing close friends and former coworkers to cancer.
He called the registry an enormous step forward. While he found parts of the questionnaire difficult to respond to, he's hopeful that feedback from users will steadily improve it.
My message would be, you know, get in there and give it a try. Get in the system.
And that's what I did.
Create an account.
In a past life, I did 4 wildfire seasons with Idaho-based crews. I often worried about the long-term health implications and would fruitlessly Google around in the postseason.
Average number per year. Whew, I don't even remember.
Like Dutchick, I found it difficult to recall some details of seasons long past, but I did my best.
By clicking submit below, you will complete the registration process.
One more firefighter down. Many thousands to go. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.